This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Berish. In Sefer Aznayim LaTorah, it discusses that a non-observant Jew once approached the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz, Rabbi Elazar Gordon, and told him that he believed in Torah Shebichsav, but had difficulty believing the apparently exaggerated Midrashim of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rabbi Elazar asked the Jew, which Midrash is troubling you? And he answered, for example, like the Midrash that the women of Mitzrayim gave birth to Shisha Bekeres Echod, they gave birth to 6 children at a time. You can't expect an intellectual person like me to believe such a Midrash. Without batting an eyelash, Rabbi Elazar answered him with a beautiful mathematical source for the Midrash. Rabbi Elazar turned to the Jew and said, but you do believe in Torah Shebichsav? And the man said, of course, sure. Well, in Torah Shebichsav in Parshas Bamidbar, it states that the total number of Jews in the Midbar between the age of 20 and 60 was 603,550. Now that's in a 40-year period between 20 and 60. If we were to add another 40 years, from the age of 0 to 20 and from the age of 60 to 80, the number would be double. 603,550 would become approximately 1.2 million. So you agree, says Rabbi Elazar, that based on Torah Shebichsav, there were 1.2 million men in the Midbar. The Pasuk also says in Parshas Bamidbar that the number of Bechorim in Klal Yisrael were 22,273. Now, every Bechor represents a family, which means that there were 22,273 families in the Midbar. If 22,273 families had a total of 1.2 million people in them, each family size comes out to approximately 54 people per family by dividing 1.2 million by 22,273. Gemara Nida says that a woman typically can give birth once every 3 years, since she's pregnant for 1 year and she nurses for approximately 2 years. A woman also has approximately 27 to 30 years of childbearing years during her lifetime, from around the age of 13 till about 40. If, as we stated, a woman can give birth once every 3 years, over 27 years, she will have been able to give birth 9 times. If every family size was 54, and the woman gave birth 9 times, it means that each birth had 6 children. So Rabbi Elazar explained that if you believe in Torah Shebichsav, you must also believe the Midrash of Shisha Bekeres Echad. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says, Vayomas Nodav Aviyu, and Nodav Aviyu died, Behakrivam Eizorah Lefnei Hashem Bemidbar Sinai, when they brought close a strange fire before Hashem in Midbar Sinai, Uvonim Lehoyu Lohem, and Nodav Aviyu did not have any children, Vayechayin Elozav Yisomar, and Elozav Yisomar became Kohanim Gedolim, Al Pnei Aaron Aviyem, during the lifetime of Aaron their father. In other words, Elozav Yisomar became Kohanim Gedolim to back up Aaron, Al Pnei Aviyem, during the lifetime of Aaron, their father. There was a rav of a town in Europe who passed away, and because his son was too young to fill his position, the leaders of the community hired another rav to take his place. Within a number of years, the son of the rav who died reached the age that he was capable of taking over his father's position. However, the new rav argued that at the time of the rav's death, this son was too young, and I was appointed, and therefore I do not have to give up my position now that you matured and became capable to take over. The shaila was brought before Rav Meir Shapiro, and Rav Meir brought a proof, siding with the son, from this week's parsha. The pasuk says, when Nodav Vaviu died, Uvonim Loi Hoyu Lahem, they did not have any children, Vayechayin Elozav Yisomar. And the Medrash explains that Elozav Yisomar took over only because Uvonim Loi Hoyu Lahem, because Nadav Aviyu did not have any children. However, if Nadav Aviyu would have had children, the children would have come before Elozav Yisomar. The problem with this Medrash is that the Zohar says that Nadav Aviyu were under the age of 20 when they died, which means even if they would have left children, these children would have been under the age of Bar Mitzvah at the time of their father's death. So how can the Medrash say that if Nadav Aviyu would have had children, they would have preceded their uncles Elozav Yisomar if these children were clearly underage? Rather, Rabbi Shapiro concluded that we can deduce from here that even in a case where the inheritors are too young at the time of their father's death to fill their father's position. They never relinquish their claims to that position and are entitled to that when they become of age. And that's what the Medrash means, that if Nadav Aviyu would have had children, the children would have taken over, not immediately, but at a future time when they become of age. And so said Rav Meir Shapiro, does this son, who was too young at his father's death, to become Rav? He has the right to replace the new Rav when he reaches the age of maturity and capability to fill his father's position.